I'm so looking forward to this chat.
Well, it's so crazy because one of the things that I tell people all the time is no matter how digital you may be or how solopreneur you may be or in your own little box you may be, the best thing you can do is get out there and meet people.
Yes. Amen.
I don't know if you remember this, but I certainly do because Molly Mahoney creates quite an impression wherever she goes. I went to Social Media Marketing World for the first time this past February.
Yes.
And I happen to sit at a table eating lunch and up swings this dynamic person who I come to learn is Molly Mahoney, prepared performer. And since that time, I've kind of followed you digitally via various channels. I even hopped onto one of your live streams of one of your singing gigs.
Oh, cool.
Which was very cool. And I'm just kind of amazed because everywhere I turn online, there's Molly Mahoney doing something. And now you're doing Twitch too, right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
We got to talk about that, but I want to rewind a little bit.
Okay.
And say, who are you? Where are you from? And how did you get to be the incredible person you are?
Is this just us having a conversation or is this?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've already started recording. So, you know, this is all captured, baby.
I love it. Perfect. I mean, I see the recording there, but yeah. So I was born on March 9th, 1980. This is my golden birthday. I made that up, but I'm going to be 39 on 3/9. That's
works
cool
for right? me.
Yeah. I was a crazy musical theater kid growing up and
couldn't tell.
Who knew?
Yeah. Right?
Where'd that come from? And I did my first musical when I was 8 years old. I played Peter Pan and the rest is history. But one thing that I realized, like now looking back on everything, is that I've always had this very firm commitment to like celebrating my own unique blend of whatever that is. And through many different types of jobs and career paths and such, that's been the main through line, is like this commitment to joy and this commitment to authentically being your own kooky version of you. And that's now the cool thing that I get to help other people do, like for reals, on a really powerful way. So that's been awesome. But it's been, I mean, I was like, in high school, I wore vintage clothes every day, like hardcore, wore my hair like rolled in like 40s rolls.
Oh, yeah.
All day.
Like every day was a swing dance?
Every day was a swing dance. And it literally, so that was like 1996 when swingers had come out and everything was like huge. So I would go swing dancing at least 4 nights a week, Monday or 5 nights. Yeah. So there was like somewhere to go 3 times a week. They had a live band at Disneyland. So we would go to Disneyland 3 times a week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon. They had an afternoon tea. It was so cool. Yeah, that was a way to put myself out there and be totally, I don't know, it was way different than anybody else was doing in my high school. But I had all these older friends who were swing dancers and we would eat pasta and swing.
Well, once I'll confess that when I was in college, I had to take a Phi Ed credit.
Okay.
And so I'm not a football player, baseball or any of that stuff, but they had fencing.
Okay.
And they had ballroom dance. So I took fencing and ballroom dance. And so you could say that I'm ready for Pirates of Penzance at any time because I can do the sword work and the footwork to a certain degree. But
which is totally awesome. Do you know Michael Neely?
No.
He has several podcasts. He's awesome. But I learned from him recently that he was like the main fight coordinator and like the main guy in the medieval times like near me that I grew up going to.
Yeah.
So and he has like an awesome business. He's great. But at this event that we were at, I was like, wait a minute. What? I was so stoked. We all have these interesting, crazy things that we've done in our lives.
You're right. But those crazy things we've done in our lives really inform everything we're about. And, you know, I'm looking at one of my screens and I see the pouty faced Molly Mahoney at thepreparedperformer.com. And there's more personality for Pixel on that website than just about any I've ever seen. But then again, that's exactly why your magnetic personality made such an impression upon me at Social Media Marketing World. I mean, literally, we sat down next to each other for all of 10 minutes for lunch. Were you speaking at the last one?
I did a few things at the last one. I was in this will be my third year now being a part of the opening keynote, which is super cool. We do a musical spoof. I'm not going to tell you what the song is, what the show is this year yet. But so I did that last year and the year before. And then I was a track leader last year, which means I introduced every speaker in the live video room. Holy smokes, that was a big job. And then I also sang on the live stage with Joel Kahn and Sunny. So I sang This Is Me from The Greatest Showman on the live stage. So you actually caught me at probably the only 30 minutes, even though it was only maybe 10, but like the only 10 minute break I had the entire conference. Because my schedule was so crazy that my team member, business partner, Kelly, she wrote down, it was like I was a kid going to school for the first day of the first day of high school where you have to change rooms. She wrote every single thing I needed to do at every time on this little note card that I carried around with me. Luckily, I got to sit down next to you. And we first connected over business cards.
Yeah, I think so. Because I was with my friend Batya Maman, who has this incredible extra super duper premier business card, which I think I did a Instagram video of.
Oh, boomerang.
Back at the time. Yeah, boomerang at the time.
Yes.
I think you did the boomerang because I'm in.
That was really it. It was Instagram. You know what's really funny is I don't do much. I'm not as active on Instagram as I am, obviously, on Facebook. But Instagram has helped me to make a few really awesome connections of people that I totally love. So that makes sense that it wasn't just lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
and then I told you my opinions on LinkedIn.
Yeah, well, that's the funny thing too, because this will not probably surprise you knowing that our conversation of the time was so much of me, what do you mean you're not on LinkedIn or something like that? Because a lot of the people I work with are very LinkedIn centric.
Yeah.
You know, it's business to business type work a lot, not a lot of retail, not a lot of e-stores, not a lot of stuff like that. So LinkedIn was huge, but I'm amazed. I'll be honest with you. And I've talked to Michael Stelzner about you need more LinkedIn content at social media marketing world. Because it is becoming a much, much bigger thing. I just read an article last week that a lot of marketers are actually moving their money from Facebook to LinkedIn because, well, Facebook's got all sorts of challenges going on right now.
Opportunities?
Yes. The other side of the challenge coin is opportunity.
I just did a video about it today. We ended up like an hour and a half, which I hardly ever do that, but we were very looking forward to all of the opportunities that we have. But actually, that's one of the things LinkedIn too, and one of the reasons that I am doing more on LinkedIn now is there's so much opportunity there because it's not overcrowded, especially for what I'm doing in the video space. It's like, hello. The reason, which I know I explained to you that day, I decided in 2016 that I was no longer going to put any of my eggs in any other baskets. I was putting all of my eggs in the Facebook basket because I just literally, like if you have more than one priority, you have no priorities, they say.
Right.
So I had to just focus on one thing, which ended up being so great for us because that helped us to like do really well. So that was good and connect with a lot. But now we have systems in place that we're using specifically on LinkedIn and YouTube and Instagram.
Yeah. And Instagram is kind of like a sibling of Facebook. And
yeah.
One thing I will applaud you for, one, recognizing that focus.
Especially for me. I'm like an actual crazy person.
Shiny object. You're like a cat with a laser pointer. Totally. But anyway, I also, just in following you, I'm like amazed at, you've got the Facebook bot thing going on in a huge way. You can see how going deep on the one thing has given you a lot of depth and value to offer people who happen to be in the Facebook universe. Is your audience primarily female?
It is.
Give me a ratio of male to female percentage wise.
Because we do have some in all of our paid programs, we do have men, a few good men, and even like private client wise. So I'd say like in our VIP coach, we have a coaching group called GLAM, which stands for Go Live and Monetize. Funny little tidbit. It was called Go Live and Profit until I realized that Mike Koenig's had Go Live and Profit and everything is so-and-so and profit, like write a book and profit or whatever, right?
Right.
And I did not know, I was really bummed that we couldn't do that. But I realized later that Go Live and Profit is GLAP.
Well, and actually GLAM works totally for you because again, I'm looking at your webpage design and there's only a little bit less gold than the Bellagio in Las Vegas. I mean, if there's anything you like, it's gilding stuff, including your typography.
Like even my glasses right now that have like solid sparkles in them.
Oh, so. Yeah. Well, that's your personality.
Yeah. So we have like, I think we have 20 people in our glam program right now, which is our year long coaching program. And we have like, I was going to say 2.5 men. We have one male. We have four. So we have 2 men who are solid in there on their own. And then 2 men that are business partners of other people. So maybe does that count as 3?
Yeah, it counts as 4 in my book, but the bottom line is
four men who are
75% plus of your business is female.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that Facebook is home for you.
Yeah. Well,
because
I hadn't thought about it that way, but that's true.
Here's the reality. LinkedIn is unisex.
Yeah.
I'm sure it probably skews a little bit more probably male, but yeah. I don't know that for sure, to be honest.
Okay. This is actually mind blowing for me right now. I never thought to really look at that, but I will say part of the thing that is like interesting for me when it comes to LinkedIn is that I feel like my content is a little too gilded for LinkedIn. Like it's like a little too sparkly. And I have always assumed that that was because it's more of a business thing, but it could be that it's more masculine and not, even if we don't say male or female, but it's more like, it's not quite as flamboyant as I am.
Well, that's very true, but that is changing yeah. pretty rapidly. And
I'm working to be a part of that change.
Well, good. Yeah. But I will say it's not without consternation for some of the old timers who like to get their kind of undies in a bundle and say, hey, take this conversation over to Facebook, young lady. We only talk about metal here. You know, or something.
Which like I that. Had that comment. Did I show you that comment that I had on LinkedIn?
No. What did it say?
It wasn't mean or anything, but it was like, I had taken a video that I had put on Facebook and then I repurposed it onto LinkedIn. It wasn't a Facebook Live or anything. It was like an edited video, but it was like, they gave me all their video tips as to how to make it more LinkedIn appropriate, which I think they were actually good LinkedIn tips, but the video was perfectly optimized for Facebook with like the text on the top and the bottom and it was like square. And so, but yeah, I don't know this person and I don't even do much on LinkedIn. So the fact that I got a comment from a stranger about how to fix my stuff on LinkedIn means I'm making it.
So I'm guessing because you got that comment, you stopped doing this anywhere because you're that type of.
Yeah. So I don't do video anymore. I don't know if I told you, but we've stopped doing video completely.
Yeah. Right. I mean, come on.
This is a bot. You're not actually talking to me right now. Yeah. I don't talk to people anymore.
That's the thing. And by the way, I'm talking to Molly Mahoney, who is Molly Mahoney of The Prepared Performer, which in itself is a tongue twister. Red leather, yellow leather, The Prepared Performer. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
A mouthful, but getting to know Molly and following Molly on Facebook specifically is like getting a master class in how to use that platform for every ounce of value you can squeeze out of Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, seriously, anybody who wants to know how to do Facebook well, just follow Molly. You'll get so much free information, but I look at it more from the meta point of view of how do you do it? What are, you know, it's not just the content, it's the meta.
Yeah. So I love to look at everything that way. My coach Adam says it's looking at the content and the context. So like when I go to events, I'll keep one Google Doc of like content notes. And then I keep a Google Doc of like how the event is being run. So it's a really, it's true that if you just watch the weird things that I'm doing on Facebook, there's, even if I'm not teaching about it, there's all sorts of, we call them nuggets. There's all sorts of golden nuggets that you can get because I'm always trying new things. And you're totally right. I am like squeezing the Facebook lemon for every last drop.
Well, good, because they're squeezing every bit of your data. We know that. Thanks, Cheryl and Mark.
Which I celebrate that too, because I would much rather have ads that they are giving me that are for sparkles than for, I was going to say woodworking, but my dad has a tree trimming business. And so it's funny that when I'm working on things for them and their woodworking stuff, then I'll start to get ads for woodworking. But I would, you know, it's like I mess up all their data. But yeah, I'd much rather have ads that are targeted towards the things that I actually want in my life. When people get like, you know, their socks in a bunch about the Facebook data stuff, you have control over every single bit of how much you want them to have.
Yeah, you just got to dig deep to try to find all the slider buttons to turn on and off.
For a while, I was like annoyed because they kept reminding me about my privacy settings. Like, don't forget, you can change your privacy settings. Don't forget, you can change your privacy settings. I'm like, I know. But, you know, and also it's the price that you pay. If you want free content, you have to give someone your email address to opt in for it. If you want, like, there's different ways that we can invest in information or in stuff. So
that's a good defense of the Facebookian point of view.
This episode of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast is brought to you by Nonfiction Brandversity. It's a free Facebook group dedicated to the art and craft of personal branding. And we'd like to invite you. Just search Nonfiction Brandversity on Facebook and ask to join. You're in, guaranteed. I can't wait to see you on campus.
I want to talk to you about when you decided that rather than being an employee for somebody else, you decided to go all in on Molly Mahoney. And did you just dive into that deep end all sparkly as you are now? Or is there such a thing as an attenuated, turned down volume version of Molly Mahoney? Or are you at 11 at all times?
That is a really good question. And I did this thing that I think is going to be coming out at some point. I did this thing called the Pitch Fixer. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Joel Bauer.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like Shark Tank in a way where you pitch your business and then he gives you feedback. You go outside, you come back and pitch it again. And I didn't really know Joel Bauer's crowd at that point. So I walked into the room. I was the only person who wasn't from his community. And I walked into the room. Everyone was wearing a black suit or a navy blue suit, men and women. And I was wearing an off-the-shoulder hot pink top with like ruffles all down the side and sparkly black pants and then shoes that had star, like the platform was like this high. The heel was probably, you know, 6 inches with a 3-inch platform and silver stars all over them. So just walking into the room was like a shocker, I think. But I did my pitch and Joel was like, whoa. Right? But they were doing the whole thing live on Facebook at the same time. So, and I had shared it. So a lot of my community was there watching and commenting and they know that I'm like an 11.
Right.
So Joel was trying to get me to tone down a little bit. And I understood what he was saying, right? Because I think it's an acquired taste. Some people maybe love my crazy right away. Some people are like, what's going on? And it takes them a second to get used to it. And then some people it's just not going to be right for, which is good. Go somewhere else. But it took me a while to be able to realize, like, I am confident in standing that this energy is actually my superpower and it's what I thrive on. And a lot of people enjoy it. But I used to try and dim it for different things. But Joel was trying to find a way to get me to be calmer. And he was like, so when you talk to your kids, like if you wanted to have your kids clean up their bedroom, what would you say to them? And I was like, okay, guys, we're going to play a game. Yeah. He was like, oh my gosh. So yeah, I think, you know, having been a musical theater performer and knowing that my career was going to be as a performer in the world of musical theater, and my dad has an awesome business that he started when he was 18. So I've always had like the entrepreneur thing, I think. But as a musical theater performer, I realized that you're really running a business, but we didn't get any business skills. So yeah. While I was waiting tables or something, I was always auditioning and doing shows in between that and teaching and stuff. So I always was I never really worked like at an office job. I had lots of different jobs. And when I left, we were on tour with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the musical. Totally nice. Normal. And my husband and I got engaged on that tour and we decided to move back to California and I was going to start teaching. So that was really a big shift to away from my performance career. And so I built a pretty awesome vocal coaching business here. And I was introduced to Pat Flynn because I was doing social media marketing for my dad's company, my dad's business. I was like, oh, your Facebook page it needs help. Can I take it over? And so I signed up for, speaking of Michael Stelzner and social media marketing world, which is coming up again, I signed up for an online summit with them that I just found his podcast and signed up there. And then I got introduced to Pat Flynn. So I launched my whole business based on Pat Flynn's teaching. And it was really for performers at the time. Yeah, I can go into the whole story of how we switched and stuff. But that was really what got me started, was knowing that there had to be some way that I had 10 jobs at that time, literally 10. I was teaching knitting and crocheting at a yarn store. I was running a confidence program for the recreation department of the city of La Habra. I was doing all sorts of crazy things, teaching at a high school in Huntington Beach, directing children's theater at two different studios, I was a homeowners association manager for a homeowners, a neighborhood. I don't know. I was doing 10 different things. And I realized there's got to be a way to put this all in one place online.
So is the preparedperformer.com that one place online?
Yes. Yes. So that's where you can find everything. It leads you back to our Facebook videos. So right now we do videos. I work with Be Live TV as well really closely. So I do a video for them once a week. And those are all automatically turned into blog posts on our website. So like if you scroll to the bottom of the preparedperformer.com, you can find our most recent videos, which is fun. You can see there's even one there right now that was from our on my personal business page last night that just automatically got turned into a blog post, which is kind of cool. But then we do like a full show notes for all of our videos are there as blog posts. There's lots of other magic on the website too.
Yeah. Well, and I really recommend it to anybody who wants to see how far, how big, how glorious and glamorous you can be. Check out Molly Mahoney, spelled as you would expect it to be spelled, at thepreparedperformer.com. And then also follow her on Facebook, because that, as I say, is a masterclass in how to use it. You deal with a lot of performance coaching.
Yes.
Not only in terms of how to use your camera, how to use your smartphone camera and things like that, but I get the feeling there's a whole lot of kind of confidence building performance coaching that goes along with it. Is that true?
Yeah. So what's cool is that that's actually how we started the whole thing, is that I had a business, you know, coaching performers. And then I realized, wait a minute, I could switch this. And instead of teaching performers how to have a business, I could teach business owners how to perform. So our first test in this space was we launched a course called Camera Confidence. And it is in that program, and that's like our flagship course, right? I teach everything that you need as a performer to be able to speak clearly, to be able to inspire your audience into action with, you know, vocal tactics, with the content that you're putting together. But what ended up happening is that in addition to all of that and confident, lots of stuff about confidence building, because it's funny, sometimes I start to think like, oh, the really successful business owners don't need that. But I have found that sometimes the people who have the most successful businesses, like Amy Porterfield, shares such awesome, you know, she shared so vulnerably about how she hates Facebook Live because she has to do live video. But it's the one thing that's really pushed her business forward, is being able to have this more vulnerable one-on-one conversation with thousands of people at once. So we have really specific strategies for developing that confidence. But what was crazy, the thing that was so cool, is that I also had been teaching performers how to have a really awesome business as a performer. And so we were able to take those business strategies plus all of the crazy automation and technical stuff that I randomly became so good at. So it combines not only the confidence, but also the crazy ninja tricks for Facebook and ways to automate it, like with messenger bots and stuff like that.
Wow. That's quite the platter of goodness that you've assembled and that you give out to the people you work with. And again, check her out. You won't believe her till you see her. But once you do, you'll be like, holy cow. You're like the tsunami that's coming right across the beach at you, but in a wonderful way. Just want to say that. So once again, I'm talking with Molly Mahoney of The Prepared Performer. And you're going to want to check out next week's episode too, because we're continuing on right after this. But I will say again, I invite you to join the Nonfiction Brandversity free Facebook group. All you have to do is ask to join and you're in. And Molly, do you have any free stuff going on at Facebook that our listeners might be interested in hooking up with?
Yeah, totally. So one of the things that I love to share, because it still seems pretty dang new to a lot of people, is I'd love to introduce you to our messenger bot. So if you go to thepreparedperformer.com/CP, it will take you to our messenger bot, and it will say, if you've never talked to her, her name's Molly Bot, it will take you to our messenger bot. You'll have to click get started. And then within that, you'll get all sorts of magic. So you can get tips on live video, tips on Facebook, tips on messenger bots. You can, you know, join our free Facebook group. It's really an awesome way to check out, like you said, the context of how we're making this stuff work, see what's possible with messenger bots. Our messenger bot has been featured by ManyChat, the tool that we use, as one of the most fun bots to talk to on the web. Again, if you go to thepreparedperformer.com/DP, it will take you straight to Molly Bot. You'll be able to meet her and find all sorts of magic.
If you don't know anything about Facebook Messenger bots, that's a great place to start, because I'm sure that the upcoming social media marketing world, bots are going to be huge. Are you doing any of that stuff?
Yes, I'm speaking about Messenger bots. I have my own session. Come to it's going to be so fun. And actually, but we're speaking what we are. Sometimes I talk in
the royal we.
As in me and Molly Bot, she's coming with me. We are going to be speaking about how to add more personality into your bot so that you can attract a flood of leads who are ready to throw a credit card at your face. Because no one wants a boring bot. People will opt out. But if you can make your bots really add personality to it so that people want to engage, they look forward to your messages rather than being annoyed by them, holy smokes, your results will increase.
Well, and I want to tease that for the next episode, which is we're going to be talking about the power of personality and potentially some of the pitfalls of personality, because I'm guessing you're not everybody's cup of tea, and certainly neither am I, but I am DP Knutton, and she is
Molly Mahoney.
And we'll be back with you next week on the Nonfiction Brand Podcast. Bye-bye.